This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Figure out what's where today. It's 7 past the hour. This is the Tuesday DJV experience. I'm Doug Steffen, with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio. Remember how great it was when the teacher said, "We're going on a field trip." I feel like that every day in this program. We're taking another field trip. Do you have your mother's permission slip, Jennifer?
Oh, I forgot it at home. Darn it.
Victoria, you got your mother's permission slip?
I had it, but one of my dogs ate it.
Oh, no. What about you, Kara? What did your mother say? You ready to go out?
Yeah, I've got it. Let's go. Leave
Take
those other two in the dust.
All right. This is a break from the normal workaday world. Opportunity presents itself for us to discuss things that are going on. We are all friends here. You are our friends. We are your friends. And so the first thing on my mind that I would like to reflect upon, with your permission, con, what is that in French? Con votre permission. How's that? Pretty good. Jennifer, are you impressed?
That does not sound French at all.
What does that sound like?
It sounds like Spanish.
But okay. That's close enough. So no boring stuff going on here. Nothing allowed that's boring. I was thinking about how righteous we are. Going through earlier, Kara and I were talking about this United airline, the plane that had an engine problem yesterday and went back to Costa Rica, and how the news media was all over it and the social media. Look at those no-good bums at United. There's another screw. That was so foreign and so far from what was happening in Chicago a week or so ago. But I was thinking about how, because, whether it is, you tell me, Jennifer and Victoria, whether it's social media or whether it's just the, I don't know how to actually extract from reality that which is real. Does that make any sense? There's so much boycotting. The United Airlines stuff. Do you realize that there were 37,400,000 tweets on that doctor in United Airlines?
Wow. I mean, I'm not surprised, but jeez.
And then, so there's a boycott of United Airlines online, in person, at airports, that sort of stuff. And then the Age of Righteousness goes to April 15th, tax day, and the people who are protesting the president's lack of candor because he didn't release his tax returns. The norm here is for us to either take what's in the press or what politicians say or what business people say and proclaim our righteous anger. We're angry about things. Are we really? Or is it just the sense, are you really angry about all of this stuff? Or does it just feel good? It's sort of like going back to how good you feel when you're going to take a field trip. Do you really feel good about making or taking the opportunity to make light of somebody else's problem? Yeah, United deserved bad publicity, but did they deserve 37 million negative tweets? And so how do we define what is deserved? When you criticize something or somebody, Jennifer, how do you take into account the criticism? That is, the volume of your voice, the level of your criticism. If they're asking for it?
I said if they're asking for it, right?
But how do you determine that?
You know, I tend to not be all that critical. No. I guess I can be a little, critical, snarky, but yeah, when it comes to like long-term frustration, I don't think I have all that much.
Would you, or have you ever participated in a protest?
No.
No. Never
have
in
I?
March.
No. Could I ever? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, I've done charity walks and stuff, but never a protest.
Right. Under what circumstance? You said under circumstance. What's the circumstance?
Well, I don't know yet, but nothing's hit me so far.
Nothing
where I
has presented
to
itself
it.
To you. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that I would never do it. I don't know. I think that people are so amped up at this point. I think it comes from, I don't know, I think it comes from a parenting style that told kids, you know, whatever your emotions are, just let your emotions be. Feel who you are. Let them all go. You know, there's something to be said for taking a minute, calming down, and seeing if those emotions are really valid. Because in the heat of the moment, we feel a certain way that we may not feel 30 minutes down the road after we've taken a few deep breaths and relaxed a little bit before we've expressed our feelings. And so I'm not saying be repressed by any stretch, but I just think people need to take a couple steps back. It just seems we're all amped up right now.
There's a happy medium. All right, Victoria, what about you? Have you ever participated in any kind of righteous sort of protest?
No, I mean, no, I haven't really. I mean, I wanted to go. There was one of the local women's marches in New Jersey that I wanted to go to, but I was at the salon too late. So, I mean, so I missed that one.
Okay.
but to what Jennifer's saying though, I mean, I don't know. Maybe people who are younger than me were raised with the feel your feelings kind of thing. I was certainly not raised that way. But
did you repress? Did your mother or father teach you to keep your emotions to yourself?
No, but they had no choice just because I was that kid. So, I mean, not that I was, like, feeling feelings. I wasn't that kid. But I always expressed my opinion in my mind. I never... I have railed against any type of oppression ever since I was very small. So that was just who I was, but that had nothing to do with my parenting, the way I was parented. If anything, my mom always says to me, I think I made you too independent. I'm like, well, that's impossible. You couldn't make me independent. I know.
No such thing.
But, right. Yeah, so.
Yeah. So, all right. So that's good explanation. Kara, what about you? And he can't imagine you. I can't imagine any of the three of you actually going out and whooping it up, although if there's one of you.
Oh, I totally would.
I totally would
if it was the right Victoria thing. Would. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I went to the march on Washington a couple months ago. Yeah, it was, I don't know, it was.
Did you tell us that? I don't remember you telling me.
Yeah, and I had pictures of it, and it wasn't a secret, I don't think. No. But, I don't know, it was fun. It was a monumental thing. It was a huge gathering of people. It was just kind of a
did
a
you go
nice
because it was an event to witness, or did you go because you really wanted to protest whatever it was they were protesting? Why'd you go?
A mix of both, but I think everyone had their own thing they were protesting, so... I don't know, I guess we've seen kind of with Fox News or, you know, with some of the previous comments about Donald Trump, even if you don't think that he believes the stuff that he said about women in the past, even if you don't think he thinks that now, I just think that that's a really bad culture that we have in this country, and so that's kind of what I was going for to try and...
That's exactly how my friends felt who marched in various cities. That was it's the culture is what they were absolutely
well, the
railing
culture,
against. Yeah.
Let's drill into that just a little bit more. The culture of sexism, the culture of racism, the culture
of misogyny. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a dispute. There are a lot of people who are indignant about various things, whether it be your sex, whether it be the color of your skin, whether it be how much money you have. Those sorts of things tend to bring out the best and the worst in people, I think. And so under the circumstances, you wonder what it is that makes it. It's good because it gets us to think. Part of the problem is that we have too many people in this country. We have too many people in the world. And there also is a danger of taking one thing and making a snap judgment about it. You know how wrong sometimes the news media, CNN especially, always wants to be the first on the scene. And I wouldn't say more often than not, but in too many circumstances, they get the story wrong because it hasn't been vetted. They haven't dug around in it enough to find out what's real. So what happens, though, with people, because of instant everything these days, we immediately get indignant and immediately get righteous. And we get into the faces of people who have been cruel or stupid or stubborn or whatever. I'm in the opinion business here, so it's my job, in a sense, to get people stirred up so they'll think about things. Do I make mistakes because of that? Do we make mistakes because of that? Yeah, I think we do. I think we're too, all of us are too quick to judge. And so, but then you turn it around, you know, the judgments that were being modified somewhat by finding out that this Dr. Dow may not have been who he says he was or what people thought he was, didn't change, however, what happened to him. Which, you know, there were those who were trying to use public opinion to change the torrent of stuff that was floating around against United Airlines. And thus, I felt responsible this morning to tell the story about this United plane that took off yesterday from Costa Rica heading to Houston that had an engine failure. The engine overheated. They had to shut it down. And they're climbing up to 30,000 feet. So
how often does that happen?
I can't remember the last time it happened, frankly. I cannot
really
remember.
Okay, so it's something that's very rare.
Very rare. But then the first thing I thought about was, remember what I said last week about United, if they don't know how to take care of people, how are they doing taking care of the planes? Remember I said that?
You did say that, yes.
Yeah. And then I thought to myself, okay, this is a company that owns 800, 900, close to 1,000 two-engine planes.
Didn't they inherit all of Continental's newer jets? Newer planes?
There's a pretty good mix of mostly Boeing planes.
Right.
The two-engine plane now dominates the sky. Every one of the major, with the exception of 747, every major plane that's built here and by that crap can Airbus company are two-engine planes. And so the FAA says if you're going to fly a plane over the ocean, it has to be certified to fly for 1,000 miles on one engine. Well, the average person doesn't know that. Pilot says we're going to lose an engine. Everybody goes, and they think they're going to crash.
Well, let's be honest. It's not the best thing that you'd want to hear.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't. But the immediate reaction of everybody is, oh, my God, it's United again. And in this case, the pilot handled it brilliantly. Maybe there was a problem with the plane. I don't know. I'm not going to make a judgment about care and feeding of the engines on the plane. But I will tell you that as a seasoned traveler, if somebody told me that one of the engines wasn't working and I was over the North Atlantic on my way to England, I'd be a little uncomfortable. But then in the back of my mind comes knowledge. And that's my point in going through all of this business that we get so righteous. Once we find out what the real story is, sometimes we just, oh, I didn't know that. So how many of you knew that a two-engine plane, if it loses an engine, can still fly for 1,000 miles? How many people knew that?
I didn't know it was 1,000 miles, but I knew it could still fly.
Yeah.
I figured it would, I don't know, get a little tilted.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to test it out.
You're right, exactly. But it's all in perspective, and that's sort of the point that I was trying to make. So here we are, we're on our field trip, ladies and gentlemen.
Where are we going? You haven't told us yet.
We're going to a beautiful spot, I promise. 20 past the hour on the DJV Experience.
What are you going to do with your tax refund this year? Think about it for a second. Okay, now triple whatever it is. Staples Tax Reward Sweepstakes is giving two lucky Staples shoppers a chance to win triple their tax 2016 federal refund or amount owed, up to $15,000. Just spend $25 or more at any Staples store and use the code on your receipt to enter for a chance to win up to $15,000 at staples.com/tax sweeps. That's staples.com/tax sweeps. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Sweepstakes ends April 29th. See website for official rules.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every single day, starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With simple smart search features, photos, video walkthroughs, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
In these these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
After the hour, one of my fave Allman Brothers song is in your ear right now. Crank this up, will you please, Kara? Well, contrary to popular opinions or stories floating around, rumors have it that Greg Allman is not dead yet. Even though that's where we start this hour of the program with the dead musicians, Greg has denied reports that he's dead. He's denied reports he's entered hospice care. Told fans on Facebook that he's resting in Savannah on doctor's orders. His post was, quote, "I want to thank you for all the love that you're sending. Looking forward to seeing everybody again. Keep rocking." The news report, based on an unverified Facebook post, claiming that he was under medical care. We're all under medical care at one point in time in our lives or another. Soon after that, Travis Tritt tweeted about an incident. There was a report. There are all kinds of stuff. Tritt sent prayers to his friend. The rumors came with no specific reason given, announcing that he wouldn't be touring this year, canceled some scheduled concert dates that were supposed to take place in June, canceled 28 shows last August because of health issues. So what is the health issue? What's he got? What's his problem?
We don't know. He hasn't said specifically, so...
How old would Allman be? Probably early 70s, I guess. Is he late 70s?
Maybe late 70s?
Late 70s, yeah. I think those guys lived the healthiest life that they possibly could have.
Oh, yeah, right.
I saw him on stage once. I was thinking, he's not like Keith Richards, but he's...
no one is.
Guys look a little little
he's special kind of breed that can make it to Keith Richards status.
Wow. He's 69. Brothers. He's not even in his 70s 69? Yet. 69? 69, yep.
But the Allman Brothers are great. There's stuff that they travel in. Great stuff. All right, so hold a good thought for Greg Allman. Now let's keep moving. Elton John is not dead, but he's canceled a lot of shows because he's sick.
I'm still standing. I like that, Kara.
Harmful, unusual bacterial infection
has
forced him to cancel his million-dollar piano gigs in Las Vegas and Bakersfield, California for the rest of this month and next month. He's got an illness that he got in South America. He became very ill as he flew back from Chile. Spent a couple of nights in intensive care over in England in the hospital there, where he got treatment to remove the infection. Got out of the hospital on Sunday. He says he plans to return to the stage in June for a performance in England, but he has no other dates to perform in the U.S. this year. Quote, I'm so fortunate to have the most incredible and loyal fans and apologize for disappointing them. I'm extremely grateful to the medical team for their excellence in looking after me so well. So he was supposed to perform in Vegas from tonight until May 5th at the casino where he plays a piano decked out with 68 LED video screens. That's worth $1 million on
which I've seen. It's
have you?
Incredible.
Is it? How does
it's
it work?
It's a great show.
What does it look like?
Well, what's the piano looks like a piano, but it's all, it's got animation and colors, and as he plays, it does different things. But just the amazing thing is watching him sit there and play on a stage with not a lot of backup, and he does the whole show. He commands the whole thing. It's great.
Really?
I would love to see him. Awesome. I've always really liked him, yeah.
Yeah. All right, 28 after the hour here.
Hummingbirds probably aren't great meditators. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Hummingbirds are fast, very fast. They can fly sideways, backwards, forwards, and even upside down. Their wings can flap more than 50 times in a single second. And maybe you already knew that, but did you know that their legs are so weak and positioned in such a way that they really can't walk? That means that they're either flapping 1,000 times a minute or resting on a perch. And anyone who struggles with anxiety can probably identify. Because anxiety is like a hummingbird's wings, racing thoughts that feel like they're going 1,000 times per minute. Maybe even until you finally fall asleep and your natural, slow, controlled breath can take over. Slowing your breath can slow your thoughts. For help slowing down your breath and your thoughts, visit drchristianconti.com.
Hey Metro PCS and Cricket customers, are you tired of family plans with data limits? Check out Boost Mobile's best family plan ever. Right now, add a line with unlimited gigs for just $30 a month. Is that an amazing value or what? Even more amazing, you can add up to four lines with unlimited gigs for $30 each, all on Boost's crazy fast nationwide network. And did we mention that your first month is free for your new lines? Plus, when you switch, you can get up to four free Samsung Galaxy phones. Goodbye, Metro PCS. See you, Cricket. Hello, Boost, and the best family plan ever. What are you waiting for? Visit a Boost Mobile store today. Offer ends 6/1/17. Primary line must be on $50 plan. Video streams optimized at 480p plus. Music up to 500 kilobits per second. And cloud gaming up to 2 megabits per second. Data deprioritization applies during congestion. 3 months credit for each additional line is $30. Max 4 additional lines. Credit applied at time of activation. Free phone requires port in and activation on $50 plan.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The hour now, as the adventure continues, or the field trip. We scheduled a field trip for today. Every day is a field trip of sorts on the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Our clock is set. Our duties are prescribed. We are here to focus wholeheartedly on mindfully enjoying ourselves. We want you to mindfully enjoy yourself. You can follow our program on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Shillen, at Doug Steffen. I didn't I didn't put up anything on Facebook.com/DJV Show. I've noticed things are a little slow. Well, actually, over the weekend, I put up a couple of things. They're there for your listening and dancing pleasure. Check them out. And
there's Victoria's some new things that I posted yesterday.
Time. Yeah, right. So the field trip that I'm on today is a thoughtful one. I was talking earlier about what it is that gets us to feel righteous and what helps us to make our opinion and to show our opinion. Many more people. I was remembering back to when I was in high school, even junior high and elementary school. Nobody expressed themselves about anything. My parents never said anything judgmental. I never heard a word of criticism, actually, that I can remember. Certainly not the way you hear it now, that this person is a so-and-so and that person was a so-and-so. I don't remember. Did anybody have parents that were outspoken and critical? Or is it just so much easier because critical you go online today and be critical?
Critical in what way?
Just like about what? Other people who were different. I don't remember ever hearing anything negative about black people, Jewish people. I didn't even know what a Muslim was when I was a kid. And I don't remember hearing anything about, oh, that guy's rich, so I don't like him. Or that guy's poor. I heard none of that growing up. None of it. And yet you hear it everywhere and in multiple ways now. And you even hear some things from children that you scratch your head about. Wonder, wow. And let me just give the Aaron Moran thing some time, because there's a judgment there that we were not right on, or it appears we were not right on. And it goes back to what I was saying about waiting until, I mean, it's not our nature anymore to wait until there's a real story or what the story is behind the story. You'll remember from Happy Days, it was Happy Days. She was on Happy Days, and then Joni and Chachi. Aaron Moran, 56 years old?
I think,
56, dies. And the first story that floats around is that she died of an overdose. And apparently that's not true. She may have used drugs, who knows, but she died of some kind of really serious cancer. And so here the judgment is, and I'm guilty if I want to attach guilt to it. I didn't say that about her because I don't know that much about her. But I've made snap judgments before. It just becomes part of the human condition. Doesn't mean it's excusable or good, but here it's kind of sad in a sense that we pass judgment on this lady before she's cold.
She was very verbal about her demons. I mean, she definitely talked about how she drank a lot. I had never heard her talk about drug use. The drug use was sort of new to me when I heard about it, but I had seen her publicly talk about her alcoholism.
Yeah.
And, you know, people, I was telling you guys about watching her on Celebrity Fit Club the other day. There were issues that she was struggling with that were either mental issues or whatever it was, and she was self-medicating, and it wasn't like she was hiding that. So I think for people to connect the dots, we rushed to judgment to connect the dots, but a lot of people did because she had been so verbal, I think.
Yeah. Okay. There's no criticism here.
Yeah.
It's an observation.
Look, I don't think you're criticizing about that at all. I just think it's hard because we want to always have that information immediately. And so then all of a sudden you start, you know, coming up with connecting the dots and you say, well, it must have been something related to her addictions. And this time, sadly, we were mistaken. I mean, gosh, stage 4 cancer of any kind is horrible.
Well, but we can fast forward it to any circumstance. And I'm not preaching, this is not judgment, it's just food for thought for all of you and all of us to think about. The Trump attack and the trail of this mania to attack everything that's Trump, I saw, and maybe my measured response comes when I actually realize that I think Ivanka Trump is pretty sharp, actually. It had nothing to do with how she looks. I just think that she's smart. And there's been plenty of judgment about her and everybody who's named Trump. There's a report out in one of the business magazines today stating that her clothing line is being labeled with a different name because of what? That's the question is Ivanka Trump an asset or is it a liability? And the thing that bothers me here, I guess, about this is that the people who are responsible for distributing the clothing line have changed the name of the line without her consent. So who knows what kind of corrective actions need to be taken here. I would think that in a circle that Ivanka Trump would have value as a brand name.
She does.
But yeah. People politically were dropping her brand from stores, so I'm
right.
sure they're considering that damaging. I mean, what was it? TJ Maxx and was it Nordstrom?
Well, Nordstrom was the big one. Yeah. And then TJ Maxx kind of like shuffled her clothes in. They didn't get rid of them. They put them in the racks instead of having a designated area. And I guess maybe Macy's did that too. But her brand, it's a successful brand, and it's not going anywhere. And this is a weird story, though, about how there's so many facets to the fashion industry that start from like a high end designer all the way down to when you get to like Stein Mart, which is the stores that are in question here.
I haven't even heard of this company.
Stein Mart?
Yeah,
they're great.
Seriously?
Actually.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a great store. You should go there.
Are they in malls? What are they?
No, they're like a high end Ross or TJ Maxx, or they have like a lot of brands but discounted.
I don't. Like, where is there one in Los Angeles? I know Ross is all over the place. TJ, where is there a Stein store?
Stein Mart, the one I went to just most recently where I actually liked it was in Palm Springs, but they have one in Valencia. They have them kind of sprinkled around.
Mm. Like the one that I go to is right near my parents. It's in the complex where there's Wegmans and Panera.
Really?
And so, yeah, it's
good
great.
Names.
I mean, it's all, and it's all high-end designer stuff. I mean, it's great. And, but the weird thing is, the Adrian Vittadini, which is the line that they've been swapping the labels onto, my mom actually goes to Stein Mart a lot and just always picks around, and she loves Adrian Vittadini, so I'm going to tell her that she's probably getting Ivanka Trump dresses at Adrian Vittadini prices, which is, I think, what's essentially happening here.
What's the point?
Well, the point is, on a lot of brands, there's two different things. A lot of brands don't want to associate with stores like Stein Mart. They want to keep a high profile. Ivanka Trump stuff is also, I think, available at Bloomingdale's and Lord & Taylor and higher end stores.
So it's the brand scam.
It could be. It's the distributor who does this, who also does DKNY and Jessica Simpson's line and Calvin Klein.
But you see, I've explained this once before. My father was in the clothing business, and I understood what the term make meant or means. For example, Palm Beach clothing for men has always been considered to be upscale. But yet there are three or four different levels of quality, if you will, among the Palm Beach brand. And what basically that comes from is the way my father used to describe it as cut, make, and trim. How they would actually cut, how much fabric they'd put into the garment, how they would make it, whether, if it's a man's blazer, for example, whether they glued the jacket together or whether it was stitched. And the trim is the stitching that's on the jacket or the suit.
So and then the lining is also
varies, that kind of stuff.
Things like
right.
that. Yeah.
But you can still put a Palm Beach label in something, and people look at it and say, oh, this is a Palm Beach, and we can get it at as you're suggesting, instead of going to Macy's and pay $250 for it, we'll go to TJ Maxx and pay $99 for it.
Yeah.
Like you're getting the same thing. Of course you're not getting the same thing.
I mean, Ralph Lauren is a classic example of that. There are so many levels of Ralph Lauren clothing, and then when you go to the Ralph Lauren outlet, those are clothes that are just made for the outlet. And people think that they're getting full price stuff, and they're not. It's the quality is off. I mean, it's it's under one label. And if you have a brand that's that successful, then you can have all those different layers, and people feel like they're still purchasing part of that brand.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting how marketing. It's all marketing, advertising, and how smart people can take a brand name and attach value to it and to an item. That isn't really there. It's like the Mercedes, those cheap Mercedes that you can buy for $30,000. People say, I'm driving a Mercedes.
Right.
You're not driving Mercedes at all. You're not driving the Mercedes that costs $100,000. You're driving a car with an insignia on it that says Mercedes. That's all. You're not buying. I drove one of those things at a rental during the winter. It was a piece of crap. It was awful.
But that's enough for, I mean, like,
For some people, it's enough. You're right.
In our today's society,
I'm driving a Mercedes.
That's right.
Yes,
yeah. Label snobs.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very
Asian, by the way. That's very Asian culture, is to
that's
be
true,
all
man.
About the brands and the labels. And actually, one of the places where they've seen that work against them is in the wine industry, because the Chinese consumers have actually driven up the prices of wines because they're competing for those brand name wines that people know about. It's pretty interesting.
Did we didn't we talk about whether there were Chinese wines that were any good? Didn't we? Did I ask you that question a few weeks ago?
I don't know if there's. I don't know about Chinese wines. No.
Right. Is there?
There are, by the way.
Think about it.
There are.
Seems oxymoronic to me. Thinking about a Chinese wine.
You'd be surprised. Japanese wine is sake, and that's made of rice. So.
Mm-hmm. Right. Ricey, winey. All right. Let's talk about something else that's quality. Parachute bedding. Parachute. P-A-R-A-C-E. Yeah, it's spelled like the parachute that you have when you jump out of the plane. Only this is something, I suppose, you could make a parachute out of parachute sheets, right? I don't know that I'd want to jump out of a plane and hold onto a sheet, but...
You didn't even want to jump out of a plane holding a parachute.
Right. It's something to visualize. And what I would like you to visualize and mentalize, in a manner of speaking, is the night's sleep you had last night. How well did you do in the department? Did you do well? Did you feel good? Is that because you got your favorite new sheets on your bed? You don't have them yet? Oh, my God. What's going on? Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV right now and look around. Do you think men buy sheets or do you think just women buy sheets? I was thinking about this the other day.
Men buy whatever's in the clearance bin, and then when they go to their girlfriend's house or they get a wife, then they're like, wow, this is living. These are sheets.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So this, the aim here is to get women to go to ParachuteHome.com/DJV to buy the sheets that are made of Egyptian cotton, stitched in Italy, brought back to the warehouse in Venice. They have a superb experience, even though they've only been in business a couple of years. And you know what separates them out? Never mind the thread count discussions and how much better the cotton is. These people have donated 12,000 bed nets to Nothing But Nets in Africa. So because
so
they've helped so many children survive from malaria. This is something in and of itself. Does it make the product better? No. But it gets you to think what kind of people it is that are buying, that are putting this all together and selling this to you. And thus, if you are a discriminating buyer, you'll love the fact that Parachute Home Bedding is the best quality you can imagine at the same price that you can buy good stuff at the stores for. You don't have to go to the store. Just go online to ParachuteHome.com/DJV to order the sheets, the pillowcases, the towels, the other things that are there. If you look around their website, you'll find many things that are fabulous, and the price is right and it's handy. Order it right there. Get free shipping when you use ParachuteHome.com/DJV, the return policy is fabulous. 60 days trying out a sheet? Huh? Who ever heard of that before? ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, issues, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681. Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Time to apply the strength mode to technology. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan to go over a couple of important stories that affect you and how you live your life. There's an interesting the conundrum between Apple and Uber. There's also, I got onto Instagram. Did I tell you that the other day? I actually programmed my iPad and my iPhone for Instagram.
Excellent. Yeah. Do you like Instagram? That's my favorite social media.
I told you I programmed it. I didn't tell you I went there. I just told you I programmed so I could go there. And one step at a time there. Baby cakes. Okay. If you are hiring, let me help you with that. ZipRecruiter.com. Happy to bring you our technology department. And the reason they do that is because there are a lot of great tech jobs around, and you can find them by using ZipRecruiter.com. They can find you. You can find them. With if you're an employer, using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV, you can post your job to the 100 or so job sites. I think it's actually a couple of hundred. There are many of them, and it's only one click, and you're everywhere. That's their specialty. That's the software that ZipRecruiter uses, so you don't have to juggle a lot of emails. You don't have to juggle a lot of calls to your office. You don't have to juggle through a lot of lousy candidates. You have ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to help you like another office mate, in a manner of speaking. The office is open. Need a new hire? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and use it free. Yes, didn't cost you anything first time around, so you can see how effective it is, how fabulous it works, how wonderfully well they can help you find the candidate you need to keep your business humming along. No matter how big your business, folks everywhere are using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Try it free for the first time. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so Apple and Uber. This kind of reminds me of the Academy Awards, David Letterman hosted. Remember Oprah Uma? Remember that?
Yes. Yeah, this is,
huh? This is Apple meets Uber. Uber? Apple. Apple, Uber. All right, so what's going on?
Well, if you've ever deleted an app off your phone, which a lot of people deleted the Uber app during the whole inauguration thing,
right, yeah.
They were probably under the impression that all of the data that was related to the Uber app on their phone was wiped from their device as soon as they deleted it. Correct,
no,
sir.
Not true.
Based on a new report in the New York Times, Uber secretly tracked the users after they deleted the app from their phones, and then Apple found out about it, and Tim Cook, the CEO, was not pleased. And so apparently what Uber was doing, they use a tool called fingerprinting. And it keeps an eye on phones that have installed the application. And by doing that, they can keep track of users who also deleted the app, who left those fingerprints on their devices. So they still know where your phone is, and they can GPS track you, and they still know what your information is,
so
you know, if they
the
want to get into
though,
the back
from,
end.
What's the point from Uber's perspective? Why would they need or want that info?
I mean, I don't think Uber sells that data to third parties, but it could also help them market themselves to get back onto people's phones. So if they see that people are using Lyft, and they can actually see how much time it's taking Lyft to pick a passenger up compared to what their time would be.
Good God.
I know. I mean, it's so if you really want Uber gone from your phone and you thought that it was, this is a pretty big invasion of your privacy. So when Tim Cook found out about it, he called up Travis Kalanick, the CEO of Uber. They had a little face-to-face, heart-to-heart, and Tim Cook said, quote, "So I've heard you've been breaking some of our rules," meaning Apple's privacy rules. And so Uber has now changed their policy. It's all right in the world again, and iPhone users have been praising Tim Cook for protecting them.
Good. All right, that's good to know. Here's some news about Instagram. They've got a new offline feature. This is good because I can try this once I figure out how to, now that I've got it, I got to figure out how to use Instagram, right?
Right. And as soon as you're on the plane and you have to switch into airplane mode, Instagram's new update allows you to use all of the features, including posting on your friends' pages when you're offline or in a dead zone, you have no cell or Wi-Fi connection. So right now, this is working on Android phones. They're rolling out Apple and iOS, like iPads and things like that. They're rolling that out in the next few months. So, but if you're an Android user, you're in luck because you can already use these features, which is great.
Yeah. All right. So Android phone users. So why would it be different on an Android versus an iPhone?
You know, that's a good question. Apple has such proprietary software that Android has so many different, like when you say Android, that's a million different types of brands of phones.
Samsung
and LG and Google Chrome phone and Windows phone and all those other things. And so that's where software people do their beta testing is always on an Android
system. When I
was
in the Verizon store getting my phones tweaked the other day, there was a big ad for Google phones. I didn't even know Google had phones.
Oh, yeah. They're supposed to be pretty good, too.
Really?
Yep.
All right, we've got the good stuff here. This is the DJV experience at 59 after the hour.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.